Now, we were talking to Molly Luby just before the break about a zombie apocalypse book, which hopefully will be being published very, very soon. We're having a chat about what we do in the event of zombies taking over. Tell us about the Nation Novel Writing Month.
So we know it as NaNoWriMo. So when you see it with the capital N, can then this capital letters. And so it's thousands, I think it was last year, there was 400,000 writers pledged to write 50,000 words in 30 days. So to do that, you have to write 1,666 words every day for 30 days to reach 50,000. Yes. And it's a non-profit charity type event. It's run in America, but anyone can sign in, and then it tracks your progress. It gives you a little graph, and then there's loads of people in the community who just spur you on. And it's just, it's the most fantastic way to write, because you have to write, you have no choice, and then you finish it with a book that's all over the place, but it's got the essence of the book you wanted to write, because you don't have time to stop and think, is this good enough? You just have to do it, and then eventually you end up with a book, and that's much better than ending up with pages of notes that you never get around to writing, because you can't find the time. It just, it makes you have the time. And it's fantastic.
Do you have to worry sometimes with when you've got a book idea, not to mention too much about it, or worried about other people pinching ideas? Do you get that or not really?
Sometimes I do. I don't tend to talk about an idea I've had until I've already written it.
Yeah.
Because I have so many ideas, and most of them never turn into anything anyway. So I wouldn't want to get people excited about something that I don't actually get around to writing. So I just tend to talk about stuff that I've written but haven't published, apart from ZA, which is coming out on Friday the 13th of May.
Excellent. Friday the 13th. So is that going to be it'll be available on Kindle or
at first it will just be paperback, and it'll be on Amazon at first until we hit the bookshops, hopefully.
Well, that'll be a moment when you actually see your book. So have you got the cover for it? You know what the cover's going to be like?
It's fantastic. I had this cover designer called Chris Kemp who did it for me. He's amazing. I couldn't be happier with it.
Now, you're also editor-in-chief of the Moulton Publishing. So
yes, tell us about that. So Moulton Publishing, we started last year, and we publish young adult fiction. Yep. So to make it young adult fiction, the protagonist has to be from 13 to 18 years old, and that's about the only thing that has to happen. It can be in any genre, and that's what we do. We publish that. So we're asking for submissions at the moment to see what's next after ZA, because ZA is being published by Moulton Publishing, and then we'll see what happens after that. It's very exciting when I get a submission in my inbox.
This is wonderful. You're going to have quite a lot after today.
If you want to find out more about Molly, as I said, she is the only Molly Luby. That's what you'd be able to say, the one and only Molly Luby. And you'll find her on Facebook. You'll find her on Twitter at Molly Luby.
I've got a website. It's just mollyluby.com.
I mean, just makes me more angry.
Are you writing regularly for it though, because you must keep changing it?
There's a blog page on the website that I update.
Well, we want Molly to come to Brentwood Writers Circle, because you know this year they are celebrating their 75th anniversary, all these anniversaries, and we'd love her to come and give talk to particularly some of our younger people. But as you know, writers are all ages. You can be 106. You know where our friend writes, don't you?
So I've got a desk under the stairs in my house, and that's it. I have to pull the sofa out to get to it. So
I love it.
I thought you were going to say it's a bit like Harry Potter, where you actually go under the, and then you lock the door.
In your little world.
Sort of
in there. No, but she is in her little door, world. You are in a world, because once she's there, her brain starts working, and off you go. And you didn't say what month this... Well, I know it's in the title, but November.
It's November, yeah.
And I would recommend that because some books have been published as a result.
Yeah.
Isn't that so?
Yeah, there's a lot. There's a lot of books. And if something you have written during NaNoWriMo gets published, if you contact them, they'll add you to a list. And if it does really well, they'll shout about it, because they're excited because you wrote it during their event and things. So
we can promote it.
Yeah, definitely. It sounds fantastic. And it is about having the dedication. That's the thing, because you can have the ideas. It's actually, and you can say we haven't got the time, but most people do, because if you watch about 3 hours worth of television, you just need to switch off and sit down and do, as you said, every day do something.
I'm going to say we're finishing soon, but I wondered if we could mention our lovely Mike Edmonds. You had Simon Frith, the producer, who has now got a date for the Mike Edmonds story, Under the Radar, it's called, and it's going to be in Southend Film Festival on the 30th of May.
Yes.
And it's at the theatre, the Southend, let's see, at Red Stable Films, yeah. Look at Red Stable Films, and you'll find out all about Mike.
Lovely.